Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service. With wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon, call 989-738-5346 today. And as a reminder, we've got one cancellation this evening. The Caseville Eagles is closed and no bingo due to a water main break. Again, Caseville Eagles is closed with no bingo due to a water main break. It has been a long time coming, but the Carroll Community School District's Board of Education has made a very difficult decision during this month's meeting. In November of 2025, there was a discussion about closing the Shell Elementary School. During this month's district meeting, the board made the difficult decision to close that school in about 5 months. There was a letter sent home previously explaining what the district was planning to do and that the district's enrollment has been steadily declining. The Shell School has served the district well for over 100 years. The plan is to close the school at the end of the 2025-26 school year and relocate the students to the main complex of buildings on Hooper Street. To accommodate the influx of additional students, Shell students in the 3rd to 6th grade students will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustments and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. The district has the funds to do that from a bond issue residents had previously approved. And authorities in Saginaw are looking into a Monday evening shooting that left a 16-year-old boy hospitalized. Officers were called to the area of 3rd Street and Federal Avenue around 5:20 p.m. on February 9th, where they found a teen suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to a nearby hospital and is currently in stable condition, according to police. No arrests have been made, and investigators with the Saginaw Police Department and Michigan State Police Major Crimes Unit are handling the case. When we come back after this Oak Beach sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, emergency crews rescued 4 people early Saturday after their ATV went through the ice on Saginaw Bay, about 3 miles off the Pinconning boat launch. According to the Bay County Sheriff's Office, a 49-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy from Mount Pleasant ended up in icy water, but managed to climb out before first responders arrived. 2 other members of their group became stranded when their snowmobiles ran out of fuel. Deputies reached the scene by airboat and brought all 4 safely back to shore. The man and teen were taken to a local hospital for evaluation and are expected to recover. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service. With wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon, call 989-738-5346 today.